Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. From the way, way, way back machine. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar, 21-year member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com. That's where you find him. His books are there. He literally wrote the books on the home work, the teleworking that we're all doing right now, folks. He'd already written the book on that, so you want to follow Jeffrey. Hey, Jeff, and by the way, folks, if you got words, if you need words, Jeffrey's the wordsmith. Hey, Jeff, I wrote a piece a few months ago in my new regular series dealing with the coronavirus and operating our small business in a pandemic. One of those articles was about, I titled it, The Three U's of the Apocalypse. The unprecedented coronavirus, the unprecedented political response to the coronavirus, and the unprecedented government assistance that we got. Those, I call it the three U's of the apocalypse. I think now I need to update that to be the four U's of the apocalypse, and the fourth one is the unprecedented election cycle. And I don't mean campaigns. I mean the election process that we've gone through. We're going through this week. We all need to realize, if before we get mad at either one of the candidates, who, depending on whose side we're on, for wanting to pursue the full counting of everything, we need to make sure we realize that this election cycle, the election process this week, is also unprecedented. This country has never had so many mail-in ballots. And it's creating a problem, and we got to sort this out. We got to be patient, and we all got to be intellectually honest Americans. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, yes, we have to give it a chance. These are, you know, to use that word, unprecedented times. I wish I had a dollar for every time it was said in a commercial, mm-hmm. you know, back in March, April. You know, and look, with time, we've wrapped our minds around it, and, you know, people didn't want to telework, but they had to go home, and they had to telework. They made it work. You know, this is, and they didn't want to do any number of things. They didn't want businesses shut down. They didn't want their kids not to go to school. They didn't want, you know, fill in the blank. But here we are. The problem with the election is, you know, this is something that the stakes can't be higher. There is nothing more important. I mean, there's plenty more important, but there's nothing more important to us as a nation than you know, coming to a resolution based on the national will. But it is unprecedented, and it's in a truncated time state. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can say that the pandemic's going to affect business and the economy and health for who knows how long. People are talking out into 2021, maybe 2022. The election can't take that long.
That's right.
You know, we need an answer, and we have, you know, parts of our laws that say that the decision has to be made by a certain time, but it can't be rushed. So we're both facing something that is inherently, if not quick, you know, many people knew they weren't going to get an answer Tuesday night.
Right.
But, and, you know, whether that's the pandemic or just the general nature of mail-in ballots, you know, we weren't prepared.
But, hopefully, we won't have to use it again. I want you to point something out, though. You make a good point earlier to me. I know of two states that have been using mail-in ballots for a long time, Oregon and Florida, your state. And tell the audience how your state handled mail-in ballots this year.
I don't know when we began, but we did not begin counting them on Tuesday. Okay, so it's like when I get a big project, you know, if it's due on Friday and I've had weeks to pull the information together, you don't start writing it on Friday to deliver it Friday at 5 p.m. You know, some of these states, all of these states that were taking in mail-in ballots had time to start counting ballots.
Didn't.
They had to get an infrastructure in place, but they didn't. Okay, Florida had an answer. Mm-hmm. For the most part, you know, they were still accepting ballots on Tuesday.
But most of the
ones, you couldn't drop them.
But as they came in, you counted them.
We counted them as they came in. Again, I'm not sure that, you know, every day, but in advance, we were counting.
Consequently, nobody is casting a floodlight on Florida for any kind of corruption or misadventure or bad practices. You guys got it done. That's the point I was making about if these other states that weren't prepared, and we're not going to blame them for not carrying them early. Maybe they didn't have the they couldn't. I don't know. Who knows what? But the point is, regardless of whether they could have or not, if those votes haven't been counted, they need to be, and we have to be patient about that, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on. What do you think?
Right. Absolutely. Well, look, every vote counts. Now, I agree that a vote that was dropped in the mailbox on November 4, sorry, buddy, you missed your opportunity.
I got a problem with them postdated even on the election day. I mean, I think if you're going to vote, you need to get them in. Now, if you dropped a ballot in a precinct
ballot box
on that date, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I got a
problem with
ballots that currently the states don't even have possession of.
Right.
And they're going to come in today and they're going to count them. I got a problem with that. But anyway, regardless, last thoughts, Jeffrey, we've got to let this process play out, right?
We have to let it play out. And more than anything, I'm hoping, and I know I'm not optimistic, but I'm hoping we can wrap our minds around what we've been through together over the past months and the past years.
Yeah.
And sort of meet in the middle somewhere. You know, the middle is shifting, so it's kind of hard, but I hope that we get through this.
I think the election results show that nobody has a mandate in this country. I think the overall results show that. Hey, Jeffrey, good job today. Come back soon.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. If you have a project that has words, Jeffrey can help you. 29 after. I'm Jim Lyson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.